You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this 30th day of June. It's the last day of our fiscal year here at Illinois Public Media. If you have made your pledge of financial support, thank you so much. If not, we need all the money in the bank before we can spend it for the next fiscal year, which for us starts tomorrow. We were hoping to raise about $2.2 million. We're only $25,000 away from that goal, probably closer by this time. But if you have not made a pledge, go to willpledge.org right now or just call this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455, and help us wrap up the pledge year and the fiscal year by making our $2.2 million goal. On the phone line from Bloomington Normal this afternoon at Bates Commodities is Pete Manhart. He's in for Kurt Kimmel, who's out this afternoon, to take a look at the numbers. I think he just ran away this morning after he saw the USDA numbers, Pete.
I am here.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Excellent. So,
amazing numbers.
Yeah, well, they were amazing numbers, and I talked to Daryl Good a bit earlier in the day. He was surprised by them, as was a lot of the trade, especially for the soybeans. When you took a look at those numbers, they changed both the stocks and the acreage pretty dramatically for the soybeans, didn't they?
Yes, they did. The acres especially, close to 2.7 million more. The stocks, they lowered from 435 down to 405. Industry thought they would lower them down to 378. And those bigger numbers pushed it immediately.
Yeah, so they pushed it lower, and the new crop finished down 70 cents. Will there be follow-through tonight and in tomorrow?
I think we'll, they pushed them so far. I think we'll see a little bit of bounce off of the lows. We're six off the lows here, down that 70 on the November. So I think there'll be a little bit of bounce. There'll be people that were short, maybe taking profit, that'll help with that bounce. But I think eventually, once the growing season ends, if these numbers are true, we will see it go lower by at least another dollar. But as of right now, because of the big move down, I expect to see it bounce a little.
Did this prompt any phone calls from your clientele saying, first, what happened, and secondly, what do I need to do?
Some. We were trying to get people so that they were at least half sold on their crop and so that they were protected on the rest of the downside, protecting that downside because of the over $2 that beans had gone up from their last lows. And so it was something that we had been trying to get people to do to protect that downside.
Just to recap the numbers for the soybeans in March, the expectation was that farmers would plant 81.493 million acres of beans. And the farmers say in June, as of the first day, they actually planted 84.83 million acres of soybeans. In the stocks at 405 million bushels in the bin right now, that's what's left to use through the end of the year. All those numbers add up, though, to an ending stocks number for this year and next year, which we'll get a bit later in the month of July here, that will most likely be bigger than what we've seen for quite some time, maybe by 100 million bushels, I would think.
Yeah, by 100 million and a negative number for prices. And this is what people have been talking about, though, since early in the year about the potential for big, huge crop and for big, huge numbers that would help depress prices.
And USDA is showing us a 3.854 billion bushel in the bin. Grain stocks number at this point, that compares to last year at 2.766. Of course, that was on a drought-ridden year. The average trade guess was just 3.723, so the number for the grain stocks for corn was above its guesstimate, too.
And part of those numbers, if you look at them, are kind of numbers that they came up with that might be where they underestimated last year's yields also.
Yeah, and that, well, speaking of some of those sorts of things, I'm wondering whether, and maybe we can go back to the soybeans just a bit, because do you think that they underestimated yield or acreage last year on soybeans?
I think they could have, yes, very easily. And if you talk to and have heard people talking today, that's one of the things that was heavily talked about after the numbers came out.
The only number that was really kind of close, relatively speaking, and within the trade range at least, today was the acreage number for corn. That's at 91.641 million acres. In March, they said 91.691, so not that big a change there.
Not really that big a change, and if you look at 3.7 to 3.8 billion, that 100 million difference isn't that big either compared to what they did to the price of the crop.
Any reason that corn futures in the December contract can jump back up? It lost 22 cents. That was, appeared to be maybe more in sympathy with soybeans than anything else, but there might be something else underneath it.
There could be something underneath it, like that China has got a bigger crop and doesn't need as much, so that there's more available for the world. And also, maybe they underestimated corn yields a little bit last year also on those numbers.
Any final word from you today on this or on the livestock side?
I would be ready for bounces on the grain side. These lower numbers are going to help support the prices in the livestock. I mean, before this report came out to push the prices lower, we had feeder cattle down another dollar from where they ended, and they ended down probably $1.40, $1.50. So lower prices, though, makes livestock more valuable.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great one.
That is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, filling in today for Kurt Kimmel, who normally joins us on a Monday afternoon. Thanks to him. And thanks to you, too, if you've already made your pledge of financial support to us. There's just a few hours left in this fiscal year. It ends for us at midnight today. If you can give us a call now, 217-244-9455, that would be great. Or you can just go online at willag.org. Make your pledge of financial support. You can do it at the top of the page by hitting that rectangle that says contribute now.